I have a lot there.
Yeah, it's a thick folder. Oh, I meant to say that too when I was just listening to it. I had to push the scroll up a ways. There's a whole block of dead time at the beginning before it started. So
these are your minutes that you, you all have right there in the front. I didn't put it in order yet. I just want to put those in order for you.
Okay.
Those are the minutes that go first. Then the second thing that we want to have is what we're going to elect, actually, after the review of the minutes. And then we're going to go monthly activities, which is all of that right there, which you're familiar with.
Yes. Yeah,
and then
studying.
Right, exactly. And then the Comstock report, which is the, next one underneath, I believe. Yep, that one right there, Comstock reports. Put that next. And then comes the activity, the budget, which is the ledger, that one right there. Okay, and then the personnel, I'll do, and the apparatus. All right, and I think that's everything now. You do have warrants, and where it says in the beginning, in a review of approval, and an approval at the end, approval of warrants, you just sign these. I gave you all of them that we haven't done, so these are going to go blind. These right here, meaning that there's no backing.
Mm-hmm.
These have all the backing. These are the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
She just already gave these to the treasurer. So,
okay.
So I just and I figured that these had been signed by Mr. Hadley before he left. So I figured I'd give you a copy of it.
Great,
thank you. And that's kind of what we do for minutes, so that you guys can do your
mm-hmm. Yeah, I had actually seen most of these previously.
Right.
You got mail.
The Tuesday, June 13th meeting of the Cotuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners is called to order. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. We're going to go a little out of order and begin first with the election of the chairperson for the coming year. Do I have any nominations?
Do we want to see who's present? Can we do present?
Oh, yeah, might be good. Take attendance. I'm here. Pisano.
Conley.
Zace.
All right. Anybody want to volunteer?
I would like to make a nomination. Make a motion that Rick Pisano continue in his excellent role as the head of the committee, the head of the fire commissioners. Do I have a second?
A second.
You have to say the all over.
Want to call the vote? Right?
Yeah, we'll call the vote. Call the question and get done with it. All in favor?
Aye, Conley.
Aye, Zace.
Pisano abstain.
The motion is carried.
Next order is public comment. Any public comment? Nope. Okay. Review and approval of the previous meetings. We have both May 16th and May 25th meeting minutes. I've already gone over them. Kevin, I think it's just going to be you and me because Adam was not present or in office at the time.
Got it.
So I think we just vote on these.
Give me 1 second.
Yep. Take your time. You done yet? Move to accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
In favor, Pisano.
Conley.
Zace, you want me to?
Doesn't matter, but yeah,
sure.
Make it unanimous. Chief,
aye.
I'll sign these copies for you. Next item is the chief's report.
Hello. Good evening, everybody, commissioners and district members. Good evening. Okay, so as a monthly report we have in your packet, you'll see the image trend format that we started doing the last two meetings now. And you will see there's actually two packets in there. One is for rescue calls and one is for fire calls. Obviously, the thicker is for the rescue calls. That breaks it down to runs by town or by section, county, all the way to what kind of calls you have, the variances that we do, and the number of runs that we do. So we've had 38 total rescue calls in the month of May. And this report is furnished from May 1st to May 31st.
Chief?
Yes.
I would like to congratulate you.
Uh-oh.
There are no unknowns this month. This month there is not a single unknown.
Well, I looked at that the last time.
Take the congratulations, Chief.
Thank you.
Just go from there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It was kind of strange when you pointed that out last week, last month, and I thank you, and we did do some correcting on some of these. Thank you, Commissioner. The other report that you see, I mean, there's just quite a bit of information on that EMS report. And it really breaks it down to how many, you know, patients we've had and for what conditions we've transported the patients and did we transport the patients. So it has all a bunch of information. It doesn't have the names is redacted, but all the information, what time most of our calls are. So it's really nice, nice thorough report that Image Trend does very, very good job. The second one is a combination, actually, of fire and EMS. That's the one of one sheet that you have. If you notice the top, it does say 33, and you may look at the other report and it says 38 rescue runs. Well, if you look down below, you add the five good intent calls. They use that as rescue runs. So that was a total of your 38 rescue calls. Okay, and then the other runs that you see, the hazardous materials, the service calls, the false alarms, and false calls are all fire-related, fire-based calls.
Boy, this is quite an improvement over the
we really have quite a bit. I know Commissioner Zace, first of all, congratulations. Welcome aboard. I apologize. I should have said that ahead of time in front of everybody.
No apology necessary.
I just want the commissioners to know that Commissioner Zace came in and saw us and talked with us and sat down in a couple of groups and actually talked to me extensively about different reports and different thoughts that he has. And I think it's great, and I think you're going to make a great addition to our team, and I thank you very much for you know, jump on board.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we have for rescue and fire runs of the month of May. And, you know, at any time, you know, when you go back and you want to look at this in more in detail, please stop by the station or write down some questions if you have for Chief Rude. He's coming in. Don't mean to throw him under the bus, but he's very familiar with Image Trend, so he'll do a fine job.
Chief, I'm assuming it will also do like quarterly and semi-annual summaries.
I actually sent in the annual report, and I was really shocked that it wasn't there because when I did send it to the clerk, I sent the email a packet of, I don't know, 50 or 60 pages of this, of all our calls. So the 428 calls that we did in rescue calls and the roughly 300 and some odd calls that we had for maybe a little bit more for fire calls. So it was sent in. I was surprised that it didn't get added to the
annual
report. I was hoping that it was going to be submitted because I sent both of them at the same time, my annual report plus the the printout. So I'm surprised. They do an annual report, though. It's fantastic. It breaks it all down to every single month and everything that we do. So. Oh, yeah, sure. Commissioners, you having a problem me giving her a copy of this?
Nope.
Sure. That way Cindy doesn't have to request that.
Okay.
Okay. So so that's monthly activities. The ComStar report. You'll see that. Excuse me. You'll see the next sheet is the ComStar report. I've given you the summary report, the reconciler report that ComStar gives us. You got to understand, ComStar gives us about eight different reports every month. Eight different reports. And the summary report seems to be the one that we could look at. The other reports I had given you once, and there was a comment that there was information there that we shouldn't be sharing with anybody. So they've been since redacted, and we only give you this summary report just to let you know. So they do send us a whole, they call it the package, is what they call activity package. That's what ComStar refers it to as. And this is the reconciled report that they refer this as. And this, if you look in the beginning, it goes from July 16, and it marches all the way to where we are. They prepared this report 228, and I looked to see if there was a newer, or a one that they prepared for the last month. They have not yet. So this is the last dated one, and I just received my email 6/5, June 5th. Mm-hmm. So this was on June 5th's report to me. As you can see, it says February 28th. So it's kind of strange that I don't know if they haven't caught up or if the bills haven't been process completely, so they don't want to give us incomplete information, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
so,
but still, it's 4 months behind.
Yeah, so. I don't get that. Right. So I'm going to reach out to...
Four, February through June.
Well, they do have February's there. So it'll be March, April, May. So three. So I'm going to... Chief Rood's going to be joining us June 26th. So I'm going to reach out with him to ComStar so he can meet the players involved in ComStar and find out what's going on with why didn't we get the report sooner. Or I'm sure they have a legitimate... They're really pretty good, actually, in what they do. So as you read through this, you will see a couple of different... You'll see a beginning balance, you'll see a net commitments, and then you'll see a net PMT applied, and then you'll see an ending balance. So what we can do is ask ComStar for a breakdown and an explanation of these things, because I really don't know what the PMT is.
Payment.
So that's payment. So that's so they got that from the patient, I'm assuming, or the patient's insurance. Right, okay.
So we have $20,000 year-to-date write-offs, fiscal year-to-date write-offs, right?
Mm-hmm. I got $37,587.13.
Of write-offs.
Oh, from write-offs. I apologize. Yes, correct. Correct.
Rick, I've researched the collection agency package. I'm getting nothing but good reports back from districts that are using it, but I decided that with Chief Reed coming in, I was going to put that in front of him because I actually think we have an example of the complication in the folder coming up next, a payment plan proposal.
And that's what I have in my hand. It's funny that you brought that up. I was going to bring. Is everybody okay with the reconcile sheet as you see it right now, to the best of our abilities that we can do? Okay. There is a communications back and forth with my office and you folks. And I don't know how to go forward with this. Jennifer sent us some information on a patient asking for a payment plan, a monthly payment plan to basically a total bill of $1,220, basically, and she would like to pay $25 per month until the balance is paid in full, and it's roughly about 49 months. I want to leave that up to you folks. I have it right here, so I'm going to share it with you. And that's the email. That was the email that was presented to me. And I'd like to,
You should have a copy.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So now
right. I did. Okay.
It was in the folder.
I didn't know if I made that copy. My apologies when I put that together. I did it the other day, so I didn't know if I made that copy. But it's up to you folks on how you want to handle that. If you want to say yes to that, then just let me know, and I can. Zap an email to Jennifer and have that taken care of.
So what are our options, Chief?
Well, I think our options is they would go to like a third-party collecting agency. Or they would go somewhere. Wouldn't they? No, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it works.
So.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Cindy. So,
let me just clarify that this setup that we're looking at would be through us first and then make decisions about what gets referred.
Mm. I just want to let you know.
That is correct. That's what we used to do in other districts. That's correct. That's right. That's right. That's what we did.
Do we know when that was approximately?
Yeah, when was that?
I would say 91, around there, I would say. You know, I would estimate about 9. Because we were, Cotuit and Barnstable, we were the last to go, right? We were the last to go. We didn't want to charge. So we were one of the last. So I believe it was like 91 or so. I have them all. Yeah. I can go find out for us. Thank you. No, thank you, Cindy. I appreciate the offer of that information.
I volunteered to try to find that. Oh. You think it's about 12 years ago, you think?
That'd be great.
All right.
Right, I came in 89, in 2008. Yeah, so. Mm.
Yeah. Chief, I'll go through the archives. You've got plenty to do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
In terms of this specific proposal, I would call the commissioner's attention to the date of birth.
Mm-hmm. Date of service.
Oh, date of service. Yeah. Okay.
That would be interesting.
Yes, the person that's a year old. Is not writing us the email.
Right.
But I think that's something we need to. I think we need to understand the policy for this as well as for the other mm-hmm. going forward.
Yeah, I'd suggest that we table this until you find out, Adam, what the how it was worded.
That's a great suggestion.
And
thank
we will go back
to in the past. And thank you, Cindy. In the past, these are write-offs. We would write it off. But since this person's willing to pay each month something, I mean, you know, that just to take that in consideration, gentlemen.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah. I have
right. Exactly yeah. right. No, that's, yeah, no, it's different, yeah.
I have no problem accepting the specific payment plan.
Sure,
just am saying in terms of adopting anything.
Sure, we should look and do research, sure. Agreed.
Make sure that we know what was in the proposal that
Agreed.
Had been adopted. But that's fine.
Yep, is
there
totally.
Urgency?
Thank you.
So, excuse me, we haven't accepted that at this point. We haven't voted on that, right?
That's correct. Do you want to?
I'd rather accept the table that you put out and have a conversation with the chief on that.
Sure.
Find out what the verbiage was as well.
We'll talk.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'll go through.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Thank you, Commissioner. That was good. Okay. I think that's all I have about ComStar. If there's anybody else, any other questions on ComStar? Okay, the next line item is budget. You have furnished in your packets a ledger, expenditure ledger. This is approximately 91.66% of the budget, basically. Actually, a little less than that because of this was produced 5/26, last one that I received. And the at 92% or 91%, if you will, we're looking at a total of 80% is our total right now of expenditure budgets. A couple of line items that we have that are outstanding or actually beyond the 91%. Those are the ones I mark, whatever we have. As you can see, the full-time on the second sheet, where it's line item 5130, basically, it's the salaries, full-time injury. That's due to those the firefighters that were on line of duty and a few other. Let me see. It's at we only had 20,000 in the budget, and we ended up spending 389% of that budget. So that's grossly underslated. And the other line item is 5150, which is other full time. This is your open shift that we had. And we will talk about that in personnel when we get down there.
Right.
But that's what your 766% of that expenditure of a $10,000 line item. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the repair, which is number 5245, repairs and maintenance to the grounds, that is due to the septic, as you know. These are not changing, unfortunately, but I just want to bring it to your attention. Mm-hmm. In that we're hopefully working on that, get that squared away. The 5275 is 911 dispatch, and like I said, that contract has not changed. I believe that was one of the questions also that you folks wanted to ask me if it was mm-hmm. going to change or I was going to furnish you something with about Calm Fire, and it hasn't changed. We are going to stay at the same budget that we've had. There has been no increase in it, as I'm aware of, as of right now. So I'm pretty confident that's the answer.
When does that contract run with them?
It goes to July to it ends June 30th. Ends June 30th. And
we received nothing indicating there's an increase?
No, sir. There is none. I reached out to Comp Fire. They said it's the same as we had put it. Okay. And I didn't go any further than that. So, and that's great.
Well, we don't have that in writing. And do we have an automatic contract that just kicks in?
Yes, we do. Yep, we do with them.
Do we have to give them 30-day notice, or is it a...
There is a kick-out clause of, about 30 days, I believe. I have to read what we talked about, but we do have something in writing, Chief Wynn and myself, so.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
And the last items that you saw, let's see, on page 3 of 5, as you can see, the encumbrance of the fire is 100%, obviously that's encumbered money. The fire truck, it's 99.82%. That fire truck is the new 265, so that's just about expended completely, and we're all set with that. And the fire labor negotiations is at 100%. That brings the grand total of our budget to 80.99% on a 91-92% budget, so we're hanging in there, even though those line items are right. Over. Okay, any questions on the ledger by any chance? Okay.
To me.
Okay, so for new business personnel, we did have, with your permission, we went forward with a hiring process for, a fire chief, and that came out, and you actually went over that in our last meeting, so that was great, and congratulations again to Paul Rood, excellent, excellent candidate. So we went forward also with the open position that we had, and we awarded the job, and with your permission, to Kate Halloran, which is one of our call firefighters. She is a paramedic. She did get her medics 2 days before the process, so thank goodness. And she's in the process right now to get her authorization to practice. She has her national certification as a national paramedic. She just needs her Massachusetts. She's already applied. It's already in the process. Should be coming any day now. The state said that should have been in the mail already. So she did pass that as well. So that's great. So we're very, very happy. And if you guys could make a motion officially, bring her on, because we did talk about this prior to.
So moved.
Second?
Great.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Zace. Aye.
Conley?
Unanimous.
Thank you. I'll let her know that too as well. And you know what? I want to say a few things about Kate, Catherine. She... the perseverance in that young lady was fantastic. She did a great job. She stuck to her guns. She really had a great time in the paramedic program. As you know, she's one of our call firefighters, and what better opportunities to hire a call firefighter? And this is just great, and hence the reason why we'd like that call firefighter to continue, or at least I wanted to continue to bring it forward, because it's a great hiring grounds for us, and and kudos to her. So I just wanted to extend that kudos to Catherine Howland. So
and from us as well.
I will do that. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, and the other personnel is Jerry McPherson. June 4th was his completed 1 year probation. We have all of his evaluations in place in his personnel file. They are all really good. They pass. He passed with flying colors. We welcome him aboard, and we gave him his official letter saying that you made it. So if there was any issues, I would have come to the board and presented those issues to you folks to help me make a decision on this firefighter. Since everything was really good and he's done such a great job, and he was one of our call firefighters years ago, went out full-time to Northampton. We got him a job. We helped him get a job out there, and he shined out there. I went to another department, East Longmeadow, for 2 years, and then came back home to us. And he's always wanted to work full-time at Kootenai, and now he has the opportunity, and it's just great. So he's at the station right now actually covering for the brush fire in West Barnstable. So he's doing an excellent job. Kudos to him. He comes back all the time. He did buy a house in Kootenai. So we have a Kootenai residence and one of our firefighters. So excellent. I'm very, very proud to have both of those two on our team.
Great.
All right. So that's personnel. Moving on to apparatus. So 267 is still out of service. We were told that it would be fixed this week. So hopefully our mechanic will be in this week with the part. He did replace one part already. It's not a major fix. It's a very minor fix, but we just need to have that in place. So this is brush season, as you know. There are brush fires out there, so we want to get that back in service. Marine 266 is in service on the trailer, and we're looking forward to possibly moving forward with that at a different location at some point in time.
Right, so yeah. we're talking to that location. Chief is referring reference. I'm going to discuss with Chief Rood whether that would be something he would be in agreement with. So prior to having a final conversation with them, we want to confirm that, and then we'll bring it forward to the board.
Good. Great. And thank you for all your hard work on this, too. I appreciate that, Commissioner. Excellent, excellent work. And 268 is in service on, that's our smaller boat, inflatable boat. That's in service. We have 265 that's in service, brand new. It's working really well. No issues at this time. 263, engine 263, is working very well. Looks great with the rehab. So that's we're pretty excited about that. Again, the letter, I submitted two letters to you folks to sign, if you will, please. Commissioner Zace, I apologize. I had Commissioner Hadley on those letters because he was the commissioner at the time when he spoke. Okay, so we'll have Commissioner Hadley sign those as well, and then get that done. Retired Commissioner Hadley, so we can get those out. One was from Billy, Lieutenant McNamara, for a job well done, and his crew. He's going to let me know his crew, his complete crew. So,
I'd like to just read them into the record.
Oh, sure, please.
Lieutenant William McNamara, it is with great gratitude and accomplishment that this letter goes out to you for a job well done on Engine 263. Lieutenant McNamara, you went beyond your scope of practice to better Kootenai Fire Department. We'd like to extend our sincere gratitude to you and the men and women that assisted you in taking on this project. Please know we take these items seriously, and this is a form of an accommodation of a job well done. This letter will be placed in your personnel folder. Thank you on behalf of the Board of Fire Commissioners and Fire Chief Olson.
Thank you, guys. Did a great job. He really did a lot of work. And his crew did a lot of work.
And the second one is to Michael Boynton. The Kootenai Fire District would like to extend our gratitude to Michael Boynton for his participation in the fire chief hiring process for the Kootenai Fire Department. The dedication, time, and effort he presented to each candidate during the interview process was outstanding. Please accept this letter as a written acknowledgement of Michael Boynton's professionalism and support to Kootenai Fire District. Once again, thank you. On behalf of the Board of Fire Commissioners and Fire Chief Olson.
Thank you. So those will go in the mail tomorrow. Lieutenant Max, I'm going to, at the pinning ceremony, just give him a little bit of a hit with that. So we'll make that announcement. So I think that's very appropriate. Okay, and engine 265, the old engine 265 is still on the side. waiting to move forward with that. We did receive a letter from Minuteman Fire Apparatus on June 12th. Actually, it was verbal a long time ago. And you have the VIN number, and basically says, Dear Chief Olson, in regards to the 1989 Pierce Lance 750 gallon pumper, we place a value of $5,000. Sincerely, Jeffrey Fournier. And Jeffrey works for Minuteman. I believe he was one of the people that did the specs on this. I'm not sure if he was. I know he worked hard with it, or the Chief Jenkins did that too as well. So that's our letter. That's what they value the vehicle for. So I just wanted to hand that to you because you asked that in writing.
Right. I would like to make a motion that we authorize the chief to go forward with the donation of this vehicle to the Barnstable Fire Academy. I've discussed with Chief Marshall, and he expressed his gratitude for our intention.
Great.
Do I have a second?
Second.
In favor, Pisano?
Connolly?
Zace?
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Just know that that truck will be used for us. Is when we get new call firefighters, if Chief Rude so desires, we send all our people there to be trained. And it's nice to have a Catuit apparatus there representing, you know, our people when they do go there. And I will say that the Barnstable Fire Academy has really stepped up their game quite a bit. They partnered up with Mass Maritime Academy, as well as the, obviously, they are part of the Barnstable County team that they have. And I got to tell you, they've done a great job with all their new programs that they have in place. I know us fire chiefs, we've been looking towards that fire academy, looking for new programs and courses and classes, and certainly they've stepped up their game. And retired Chief George Russell is now the director and from Sandwich Fire. A great job, and his crew, all of his instructors, all of his, you know, his effort and time is just fantastic. So we appreciate that, and it's a great academy. It really is a great academy.
Yeah. And Chief, when the vehicle is transferred and they sign acceptance, we want to make sure we get it off our insurance rolls.
Yeah, well. That's true. Thank you. Yes, thank you about that. Thank you.
Chief, when will we be able to move it down to there?
We could do that as soon as tomorrow. We could do that as soon as tomorrow. Thank you. I appreciate the vote. And I'm sure the academy's looking forward to this, and this is great. And thank you so much. The last part of the apparatus, 261 obviously is doing well. 260 is doing fine. 269 is doing fine. And now it's the Model T. The Model T now, as you know, is housed at the Dartrich Museum on Main Street. That is being pickled. It was a vote of the Catuit Firefighters Association meeting that we pickle the Model T. It was just getting dangerous to drive. Myself and Lieutenant McNamara are the only two that drive this machine now. Lieutenant Sergeant was the other person, and he since retired. So, and I'm retiring soon. So, I asked Bill if he would, you know, he's on the committee, would he, you know, train people? And he's like, you know, this is really dangerous, this truck, and we got to get new tires for it. It's just dangerous, and it overheats quite a bit. And so the determination was made by all to pickle that and to put it in the museum, to have it there. It is the district. The district does own it, so we do have to insure it. I took it off the insurance. I got to put it back on the insurance, so I will take off 265, add the Model T, so that way it will be covered. It will be covered as an antique truck, so it'd be different. It won't be as roadworthy. So, but it's great, though. It looks great over there. We just need to clean it up one more time before it all starts. And they're very appreciative over there. I know I believe Cindy was part of the department at the time as a call firefighter, but they built a building over there for that Model T for the Dodge Museum, so it's great. And they being the Catuit Firefighters Association. So, yeah, you remember that. That's right. That's
Were you
right.
Using the Model T? Is that what the suggestion? No.
I know.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, that was great. That's awesome. All right. So,
Will it still be able to be put on a trailer for the 4th of July?
Parade? It could be. You know, certainly. You just have to, you know, get a come along to bring it along and stuff. You used to drive it on, but certainly. Certainly, we get a low enough trailer, and maybe the association had a trailer at one time, So they maybe could purchase another trailer or something down the road. But it's just a nice piece. We hate to have anything happen to that. It's such a beautiful piece of apparatus. Most of the fire departments have it in their display usually, but it's really nice. 1916, that's quite a bit. That's neat history there. So, and that's it I have. That's all I have. And other than that, approval of warrants, you do have a packet of warrants as your next order. And that's it. Thank you very much.
I had previously looked at these. Have you two had any chance to look at them yet?
No.
Okay. The ones that... The license application we finally got?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
The
invoice? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And Mr. Fletcher's going to come see me within the month. He's going to come see me, but we do have one. Yes.
All right. Tom already had signed all of these, so I will
yes.
sign these.
So what you're seeing there is all our warrants that we do throughout the month. There's like two or three times, maybe four times a month that Christina Dolly, actually our administrative assistant, puts everything together and then submits those to the treasurer department, to the assistant treasurer, and then one of you folks either comes and visit for a coffee and then maybe signs the warrants, or I can bring them in here. I have Chief Rude now bring them in here for you each month, which would be fun.
Yeah, if you don't get a chance to get in ahead of the meeting to either look at them and sign them, I think that we'll have Chief Rude include them in the packets.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's the way we used to do when I first got here, and I really like that. As you can see what we're spending our money on, and you see that in the budget, but this is more exactly what, you know.
These are the invoices that are submitted for billing, and when they're done, they will come with the bills attached. They go to the treasurer to issue payments. So all of these were already signed.
Oh, I see.
That's all I have. The only thing I have is this is my last fire commissioners meeting, so I want to thank all of the commissioners in the past that hired me, as well as you folks that stayed with me, and the new person that came over to my office, Commissioner Zace. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being your fire chief and working here, no doubt. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Chief, the board would like to express its appreciation for your service and your endurance. And we hope to see you around on a
absolutely
not too infrequent basis.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Thanks again.
As there is no other business, I would move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
In favor?
Conley.
Zano.
Zace.
Out of here.